Slate.com's chief political correspondent is back, John Dickerson. You know, on the show yesterday, we talked about the increasing negativity in the campaign. And since then, the Associated Press reports Senator McCain is calling Senator Obama a liar for saying in speeches that Senator McCain opposed banking regulations. Where are we going, John?
Well, we're going in an increasingly negative direction. McCain is turning up the heat on Senator Obama, and his running mate, Governor Palin, is going even farther than the senator himself. Senator Obama is defending himself, talking about McCain's relationship with Charles Keating back in the 80s. And so it's escalating. We come up to the debate, and the real question we're all looking for is whether this fracas will continue on the debate stage. It sometimes does not. They behave themselves in front of regular people. It's a town hall debate tonight. On the other hand, McCain is in a tough spot. The polls are very much turning against him. He's got to do something to change the dynamic of the race, and a debate is one place he could do that.
This is in Nashville tonight, as you say. Your piece on this is The Lead at Slate today. And your advice for the candidates, look out for the ponytail guy. Who is the ponytail guy?
The ponytail guy is what political hacks call a questioner from a 1992 debate, the second debate in that campaign. A man with a ponytail stood up in the course of the debate and asked a question of the candidates. His name, by the way, was Denton Walthall. He asked the candidates, he said, when are we going to stop this mudslinging? And he sort of directed the question to all three. Ross Perot was running in that race as well, you may remember. But it was really aimed at George Bush. He'd been raising character issues about Bill Clinton. And this question really kind of threw off President Bush. But it also scolded him, essentially, even though the questioner didn't mention President Bush by name. But it scolded him for running a character-based campaign. And it's one of the ways that these town hall events can be quite unpredictable.
Because these are more or less normal people getting up, asking kind of questions that are on their minds. And when these events are replayed on television, as you note, and TV anchors refer to these as independent voters, they become powerful symbolic figures.
That's right. There are two ways in which they become symbols. One, independent voters and folks who haven't made up their minds see themselves in the questioners, and so they associate themselves with these moments because they see someone just like them. The press, of course, is waiting for such a moment and loves to replay it again and again, because what we're looking for in the world are these undecided voters, and the undecided voters are the sort of key to this race, and so we fixate on anything that happens to them.
The website Real Clear Politics has been running a summary of polls. Today, for the first time, its swing states are all for Senator Obama. Missouri now by a tiny margin, others Colorado, Ohio, Florida, Nevada, Virginia, all closely contested or for the Republicans 2-3 weeks ago, all now for the Democrats. The margins are growing.
Yes, this is a good encapsulation of the problem Senator McCain faces. This battle is all taking place on Republican turf, and Barack Obama is moving deep into Republican turf. He's pretty much got two of the states that George Bush won almost locked up as far as the polls are concerned, Iowa and New Mexico. All the other states in which he's really contesting, these toss-up states, are all on red state territory. John McCain, the states where he might make inroads, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, in the polls, in the average of polls from Real Clear Politics, John McCain is down in those states outside of the margin of error. So in his best states that he might take away from Barack Obama, he's still down. So it's a tough-looking map for John McCain right now.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent at Slate.com. Thanks again, John.
Thanks so much, Alex.